All right, let's see what's happening in the markets today. And today is Friday, September 24th. And with me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Hart. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Marcus.
Wow, what a crazy week. And it's not over yet. And while we are talking about the markets and what's happening today, we have five words, random words that we need to put in our commentary here. The words are at the bottom of the screen. So let's see if we can do this anyhow. Hey, I'm looking here. Let's actually start with the S&P 500. Wow, what a week. On Monday, the Evergrande saga and markets plummeted. Then on Tuesday, well, a little bit shaky of everybody is trying to figure out what's happening. And then Wednesday, Thursday, yippee-yay. Yesterday, fireworks again. The S&P up 1.2%, the Dow up 1.5%, the Nasdaq up almost 1%. But it looks pretty grim pre-market here today, right? I mean, it ain't over yet here. Futures are pointing to a lower opening.
Yeah, and you know, we came back from those losses during the week, but with this lower open, we're flirting with losses for the week now. So we'll see what happens if this carries over into the open and throughout the day.
Yeah, and if you look at a 5-minute chart here, for example, of the Dow, we see that yesterday, well, at first in post-market trading, we were actually slightly up, but then overnight, just a slide down, and right now pointing to a lower open, 0.5% for the Dow. For the Nasdaq, a little bit worse here for the Nasdaq, 0.75%, and the S&P 500 also pointing to a lower open of 0.5%. So we'll see. I mean, September is living up to its name for a volatile month. And I mean, this week is just crazy. And we have one more week of September going on.
We do.
All right. Well, let's talk about a few things that is happening here. So one of the things that the people are talking about is the yield. So let's talk about the yield. What's happening here? What is it? What are we doing here?
Yeah. And Marcus, yesterday, the 10-year yield jumped almost 10% compared to the previous session. So that's not the yield itself going up 10 points, but from the previous session, it jumped, and that put the yield at 2-month highs. So big move yesterday. And one thing to consider is that government bonds, which actually move in the opposite direction of yield. So when bonds are falling, yields are rising. Government bonds tend to fall in price when traders anticipate higher interest rates or inflation. And so bonds falling on yesterday's rally, and after the Fed, when the Fed basically said that it's prepared to taper and that interest rates might increase in 2022 instead of 2023, that makes that yield increase really make sense. It also kind of lets us know why the NASDAQ hadn't participated as much in yesterday's rally as the other indices. And right now, the NASDAQ is down for the week rather than flirting with break even like the S&P and Dow, because higher interest rates and that bond yield or yields increasing can affect growth stocks more than value stocks.
Yeah, well, we'll see. So, I mean, this might be something to keep an eye on, especially as we are going in the final week of September here and then also into the beginning of October. But hey, the big news this morning are coming out of China again, and it is affecting the cryptocurrencies. So right now, Bitcoin here, for example, down already 8.5% because the People's Bank of China said that services offering trading, token issues, or anything connected here to cryptocurrencies is illegal. This is where they also say, oh yeah, by the way, not only for us, but also if you're doing it at overseas it overseas crypto exchanges. So this is where this morning the China crackdown continues. Unbelievable. And this is where all of the cryptocurrencies are down. So Dogecoin down 9%, Ethereum down what, over 10% here this morning. Wow. So China actually declaring cryptocurrency trading in general as illegal. I really wonder if there's any lawyer who would fight that. But hey, that's crazy. And so if we are talking, if you're looking at crypto related stocks, I mean, they are down this morning. I mean, Robinhood, where a lot of cryptocurrency trading takes place, they're down 2.26%. Who else do we have? Let's take a look at Coinbase here. So Coinbase down 3.7%. Square has a lot of Bitcoin holdings, right? So they're down 1.6%. I mean, it's not as bad because comparing to the cryptocurrencies, kind of.
MSTR.
Huh?
Check out MSTR and Riot.
Oh, yeah. MSTR. Wow, down 6%. Yeah. Don't they have like $1 billion in cryptocurrency holdings or something like this?
Something like that. Yeah, a large amount.
Yeah. And then Riot. Yeah, down 7%. Wow. All right. We'll see what's happening there.
In other news, the People's Bank of China is also working on its own digital currency. So go figure.
Really? Go figure. Yeah.
Coincidence?
Hey, since we are talking about China, let's talk about Evergrande, the Evergrande saga.
Yeah, so I stand corrected from yesterday because I thought that the Evergrande saga was at least in the clear for this week, and that is not true. Evergrande made a payment on a local bond Wednesday, but it has not said whether it will make an $83 million payment on a U.S. dollar denominated bond that was due yesterday. The company so far is staying silent, but technically it does not default on that payment unless they do not make a payment within the next 30 days.
Right. So they have some time, but right now everybody is looking at it and being nervous because we talked about it yesterday. The real estate development or the real estate market, I mean, makes 29% of China's GDP. So really a big, big deal here in the U.S. It's only like 6%, something around this. So we'll see what happens there. Okay.
And
anyhow,
it's really been quite a production over there.
Boom. Yes. Let's see. We need to actually remove it right here, the production. There we go. Okay. Anyhow. So let's talk about COVID vaccine, because this is where our girl, the CDC chief, Rochelle Walensky, overruled the panel. So everybody was expecting the CDC yesterday to clear Pfizer's COVID vaccine for booster shots. But she said, no, it's not what... So originally it was planned for 65 years and older and risk groups, meaning people living in a long-term care facility. But she said, no, let's take it another step. Let's also make these booster shots available for frontline workers. And this was kind of a surprise move. However, Pfizer not reacting to this morning, actually being down in line with the markets here. I would have thought that this would move Pfizer a little bit higher here, but it didn't.
Yeah. No, I agree. You would think, but that's why you got to trade what you see, not what you think.
Exactly.
Now, Costco, they had an earnings release, Marcus. So COST, the ticker, they had an earnings beat with $3.90 versus a $3.57 expectation. Net sales rose more than 17% year over year. So Costco reporting strong earnings, up just a little bit pre-market, but consider the overall market drop. That could look better if it was on an up day.
Yeah. It was also interesting that yesterday in the earnings call, the CFO actually said, you know what, we are limiting the purchase of certain products again. And amongst these products are toilet paper, paper towels, bottled water. Pretty much like we had last year in the beginning of the pandemic when everybody was just running for the shelves. So they're limiting it again. And it said, you know what? A year ago, we didn't have these products. Now we have the products, but the supply chain issues, we have a problem getting them to the stores. There's a 2 or 3 week delay to get these products into stores. So this is why they're limiting the purchase again of certain high demand products. Hey, you can almost buy anything at Costco, right? I mean, Costco is just amazing. Can you actually buy helicopters at Costco?
You might be able to, Marcus, but I tell you what, The shortage of toilet paper, it's really like a bad dream.
Okay, there we go. Fantastic. Hey, let's keep talking about some earnings here. Nike also reported earnings. So what's happening here? They're down big time this morning.
Yeah, Nike's down pre-market after cutting its revenue forecast because of supply chain issues. They're saying that they're looking at mid-single digits for 2022, and this compares to low double-digit growth in 2021. So cutting that forecast is not helping Nike, and Nike down 5% pre-market.
Yeah,
That's what.
no, there's actually a fallout. Under Armour, which is Nike's competitor. I mean, this is where people say, well, if Nike is cutting its forecast, it's probably also affecting Under Armour. So Under Armour, even though not reporting anything, but they're also down 2.6% in pre-market trading because, I mean, they're pretty much direct competitor to Nike. And if Nike is cutting its forecast, it's probably affecting Under Armour as well. So, yeah, down 2.6%.
Yep, we're continuing to hear that supply chain concern, and hopefully that gets resolved.
Yeah, we'll see. I want to take a look at Tesla. What's Tesla doing this morning? I mean, yesterday, Tesla right now a little bit weaker than the overall market. Yesterday, while overall markets were up more than 1.5%, Tesla only up 0.2%. This morning, Tesla down 1.14%. Just wanted to look at it because yesterday I heard Cathie Wood, famous what is it, hedge fund manager, talking about Tesla, and she said, "You know what? I actually plan to sell Tesla once it hits my profit target of 3,000." Switch to a weekly chart here. I mean, 3,000, it's definitely possible because if we see Tesla last year. Beginning of 2020 was trading at 100. Now it is trading at 750. So this is like 7x. And she's looking only for a price target of another 3x. And I don't know, 3,000 just seems a lot for Tesla. And this is where I said, hey, you know what? As soon as we hit the profit target, don't know if it was 3,000 or if she said 2,999. Not quite sure. But she said, hey, soon as we do, I'd be fine getting out of Tesla here. So we'll see. We'll see. She believes that this, so she has actually a 5-year target on Tesla, but she says, hey, this could happen in the next year or two, according to her. We'll see.
Hey, great to have profit targets, and it does seem like a lot, but some people thought Tesla was overpriced at $50 a share, so who knows?
Now, let's take a look at her ARK Innovation Fund here, where she has a lot of Tesla. So yesterday it was up 1%, this morning down 1.5%. But yeah, I mean, her fund also has been exploding ever since yeah, the pandemic here, hitting lows at 40 and then 160. I mean, 4x for a hedge fund, that's big, right? I mean, hedge funds are usually growing like what, 20%, maybe 25% a year, and here growing 4x. That's quite something.
It is.
All right. Any other stocks on your radar this morning?
Well, I know that Roku got downgraded by Wells Fargo. They're down a little more than the overall market.
Yeah.
So,
Down 2.7%. Kind of
yeah, Wells
crazy.
Fargo said revenue growth expectations are likely too high with competition increasing, so taking a little bit of a hit.
Yeah, let's take another look at the index futures here. Markets will open in 15 minutes, and right now all major indices are trading at session low. So it could be another ugly day today.
Yeah, that dip in accelerating as we get closer to the open, that's something to watch. We'll see.
Absolutely. Well, if you would like to know how we trade these crazy markets, we have a few videos popping up right now and also links in the description to the Wheel strategy and the PowerX strategy. These are the strategies that we use to trade these crazy markets. Take a look at these videos. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Happy trading, everybody.